Now the answer, the fighters have gathered in the Yemeni capital to protest an intensification of Saudi airstrikes on their country.
This gathering is a protest against aggression and support for the battlefronts in Yemen by means of combatants and money, and against everything that stands with the Saudi aggression.
The rally was held in Sana'a on Thursday, with participants vowing to continue the resistance against Saudi aggression. A demonstration comes amid heavy Saudi airstrikes on Sana'a for a third consecutive day. Latest wave of Saudi bombings has killed scores and forced city's airport to close. Saudi Arabia started the war on its southern neighbor back in March of 2015. Nearly 9,600 Yemenis, most of them civilians, have been killed in the military aggression. And for more on the story, we're joined out of Ontario by Mr. Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer. Hello, Mr. Corrigan. Good to have you back on the program. Now, the Houthis are a part of the fabric of Yemeni culture, yet Riyadh wants them to have no say in the country's, in the government's future, and Riyadh wants to have the last say. Your thoughts?
Well, that obviously is unacceptable, certainly for the Hutus, and the probably led to the breakdown of the peace talks. But the peace talks are very lopsided. The Saudis and their allies are putting pressure on the government, and if you can't exclude the Hutus, they are one of the largest minority groups in Yemen. The estimates vary, but the Shia population in Yemen is between 35% and 40% of the country, and they actually are one of the dominant groups, the Shia, around the capital of Sana'a and a lot of the area along the border with Saudi Arabia. So, you know, it's unacceptable that you could exclude or impose such an extreme condition on what is essentially the major participant in the civil war. The situation in Yemen is more complicated. There's a former Prime Minister Hadi actually resigned and he stepped down, but now he's come back. He's withdrawn his resignation after the Hutus and their allies, took over Sana'a and basically overthrew the government. But he resigned voluntarily. The previous president Saleh was there. He also stepped down, but he has his supporters, and they are allied with the Hutu movement. I think what this is an expression of frustration with the part of the Hutu movement, their allies, and the Shia population in Yemen, because the world is being, the silence is deafening on the conditions in Yemen. There's support from Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, UNICEF, and other groups, and even the Norwegian Refugee Council, but it hasn't really got to the point that it's getting serious attention by most of the Western powers, even the UN and the Arab world. So this is an attempt to obviously draw attention to their plight and the fact that Saudi Arabia has imposed an embargo on the country and is starving, many of the civilians and denying them access to basic medicines and other things, which is going to damage, a whole new generation of young people coming out of Yemen.
Regardless of what Saudi Arabia wants here, how many civilians do you think Riyadh is willing to sacrifice for its ends? And how long do you think your international community will allow Riyadh to destroy Yemen, kill its people? There's been a disproportionate amount of civilians killed in these aerial bombings over the last year and a half. How long do you feel it will continue?
Well, I think King Salman is his health is not the greatest. He has basically transferred power to his heir apparent, and he's setting up his own little faction of the Saud family to be, the king and to take over the country once he passes on. So I think one big variable is what the other members of the Saud family are going to do, and there's, some opposition from within the princes to the current regime. So that's one big factor, and, if something happens to any of the members or King Salman dies, you may end up having a political conflict in Saudi Arabia that might even turn violent and be its own Saudi civil war because of the rather strange system of passing on power within, the sons of Ibn Saud. Now we're down to the last couple. So what do we do with the next generation? This is a big, huge issue. And I think one of the reasons why the Americans actually want to have options in the Middle East other than Saudi Arabia. So that's one big thing. But the Saudis have...
But I hope you're not implying... I didn't mean to cut you off, Mr. Corrigan. I hope you're not implying that we're going to see these airstrikes until there's some kind of shuffle in Saudi leadership?
Well, right now, I think that unfortunately is I think probably a realistic estimate. The peace talks are supposed to start in a month. Again, I would hope that they would be in Oman, which is sort of being a neutral party in this whole conflict, but you've got Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the other feudal allies that they have in the Arabian Peninsula, basically the richest countries in the Arab world beating up on the smallest country. But right now it seems that, you know, Hadi has control of Aden, but he's very weak. Without the Saudi support, I think he would be nowhere. And the Saudis can't beat the Hutus, which are, you know, a significant part of the population, probably as much as 40% or close to that. And so you have a stalemate. The Hutus are, you know, are fighting and control actually most of the country, but and they're sending rockets and attacking stuff in Saudi Arabia. But until the Saudis feel either financial pain or other pain, I think there's going to be no pressure on them to stop the war, quite frankly. And, you know, the British and the Americans are selling weapons and arms. They're making money. They're making no effort. In fact, they're quietly helping the Saudis in their attack on Yemen. So they're not the solution either. Maybe the Security Council.
We have to leave it there, Mr. Corrigan. Sorry. That was Mr. Edward Corrigan joining us out of Ontario. Thanks for your input, Mr. Corrigan, international human rights lawyer.
Pleasure.